It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. Yes, thank you, New York. Week in, week out, we hawk it, but it's for good reason. It's not easy to get into the top 10 in the Nielsen ratings. Nielsen, of course, is the global measurement and data analytics company. This show has entered and remained in the top 10 in New York AM radio since back in mid-2017. It's an honor. We recently came in number 3. And we thank you, the great listener of this program, for tuning us in week in and week out, and for relying on us to deliver great business content in any business environment. And certainly we are deeply sensitive to the very, very difficult situation that exists for basically all businesses out there, especially small businesses, which are the backbone of the American economy. And we appreciate that you're tuning us in and you're allowing us to deliver great, important business content. Tonight's show is presented by Investors Bank. As the world deals with the COVID-19 pandemic, and of course, our hearts go out for anyone that's affected out there, and we pray for all Americans, the population worldwide, to be spared from any further suffering. But tonight's show is going to feature executives from Investors Bank, where they'll be sharing worthwhile banking and business management recommendations. Unfortunately, everyone has been deeply affected by the life-changing realities caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, and many businesses will benefit from the practical financial information about moving forward in a drastically different way of life. We are going to have 4 distinguished guests from Investors Bank on tonight's program. We're going to open with Richard Spangler, the Chief Lending Officer. Then later on, we're going to hear from Dorian Hansen, Chief Marketing and Product Officer. Then we're going to hear from Anna Oliveira, Retail Marketing Executive for the New York Region, and Michael McIntyre, Head of Business Government Banking at Investors Bank. We're going to open with Richard Spangler, the Chief Lending Officer at Investors Bank. Richard, thank you so much for joining me here on tonight's edition of Mind Your Business.
Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you. Of course, you're very welcome, and thank you for taking carving out of your hectic schedule. I'm going to open with a delicate question. Of course, I'm not asking for anything to share anything confidential, but you know, during the COVID-19 pandemic, so a wide range of companies, from biopharmaceutical to metal fabricators to breweries, are retooling and switching their operations to produce protective clothing, gear for the healthcare sector, you know, kind of pivoting to adapt to the needs of Americans today. Perhaps you could share what type of businesses that our clients or have contacted Investors Bank to seek business loans to modify their manufacturing and distribution capabilities to produce goods that are in short supply.
What we've seen so far, and it is fairly early in the process, we've seen a lot of our clients that are real estate type clients that are using their facilities to store equipment, to reach out to hospitals that when they have large orders coming in that they're making space available, some hotels that are actually using rooms and using those rooms. And I think we have one down in Philadelphia that's actually working with a local hospital there. That is making rooms available to be used to treat patients for the hospital. Mm. We're also seeing other hotels that we do business with in our portfolio that are making rooms available to healthcare workers. So we're seeing more of a space and logistics issue as far as helping with the delivery of goods and services, not necessarily producing the products here, but helping in the delivery of the products.
Now, an important note that you're really bringing to the fore is that a situation like this really forces people to think out of the box, and there may be many businesses out there that haven't really wrapped their head around a way to pivot from their normal business operations And they really potentially can be creative and come up with ways that they could help Americans today, either potentially turning it into a business model even, you know, due to the environment that, that we're all living in right now.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to look back on this, and the business model for all businesses are going to be affected by this. And we're all going to learn how to work smarter, work remotely. There's a lot of things that we're going to take out of this that we're going to learn on a go forward.
Now, if I may, I'm going to move to the residential lending side. Certainly, yourself as the chief lending officer at Investors Bank, and again, reminding the listeners, my guest is Richard Spangler of Investors Bank, the chief lending officer. Regarding residential lending, so the bank recently introduced a mortgage relief program for households that are experiencing hardship as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Perhaps you can describe the mortgage relief program offered by Investors Bank.
So a couple things we're doing. We started off with just the waiving of late charges. Any late charges that would have normally been assessed for April, May, and June are just being waived. We're not assessing late charges on any residential mortgages or consumer loan products. So regardless of what day during the month people actually make that payment, they're not going to get assessed a late charge. In addition to that, anyone who is actually being affected is encouraged to register with us for our loan payment deferment program. We have a 90-day mortgage and consumer loan payment deferral program for anyone who's been adversely affected economically by the virus.
Gotcha. So people should reach out and they should go directly to the Investors Bank website?
We have it being done at the website. We also have it being done at the call center. We have people taking phone calls. Hundreds of phone calls going back and forth over the weekend, calling people back, going through their situations and completing the paperwork and getting them out deferral forms and just taking that 90-day burden off their mind.
Special. Moving to commercial real estate, the pandemic has sent economic shockwaves through the commercial real estate industry as well, of course, multifamily housing and development sectors. What are you hearing from your CRE, your commercial real estate clients?
So I can break that down a couple different ways. The first one I'll talk about is the multifamily, the apartments. There's been a lot of talk about people not making rent payments. And at this point in mid-April, what we're starting to see is people are still actually collecting rent payments. It seems like the question is going to be what happens for the month of May. But a lot of people, I would say that the April rents are probably a little bit better than what landlords had thought they were going to be. But it seems like everyone is holding out thinking May will be the month that probably has the most pain as far as rental payments.
Right.
In addition to the multifamily, the commercial real estate side, and it's kind of a tale of two different cities there. You know, we have shopping centers and retailers that specialize in grocery anchored centers, and those grocery stores and pharmacies are busier than ever. Those centers are all doing fine.
Right.
What we're finding is the other type of retailers, the retailers that are closed now, whether it's restaurants, and really the centers moved to a heavy influence of restaurants over the last decade. You know, centers that maybe used to have 20 or 30% restaurants, some of them now have 50 and 60% restaurants. So they're being hit very hard. In addition to movie theaters, in addition to gyms, businesses that are 100% closed down. But an interesting conversation I had the other day was just in reference to retailers, just clothing and just normal goods that are being sold by retailers. And the feeling is that they're not going to bounce back immediately. In talking to them, they said, you know, there's going to be issues as far as supply chain, getting goods and products in, clearing out what they currently have. We can be talking about maybe someone who's a retailer for clothing, they have the clothes in there that are for the wrong season. Those are going to have to get discounted. They're going to have to clear those out. They're going to have to get in the correct clothing for the right season whenever they open back up. And the feeling was that even if everything opened up on June 1, the floodgates weren't going to open. They were not going to have the right products for the right people on the shelves at that time. And that there would be a delay for those businesses to get ramped up back to, you know, normal operating and normal revenue.
Yeah. Yeah, so unfortunate, but that, of course, that's the reality. That's just the reality. Okay, moving along to the Paycheck Protection Program. Perhaps you could explain how does the Paycheck Protection Program work?
Paycheck Protection Program, it's got a lot of nuances in it. It is a very hot topic right now. Basically, it was an authorized $349 billion forgivable loan program to small businesses to encourage them to keep their employees employed. These loans are eligible to be forgiven. They are for loans up to $10 million for a small business affected by the economic conditions of COVID-19. And basically what they're looking for, it's to fund 8 weeks of payroll and other benefits. And what happens is 75% of the funds have to be used for payroll. So the idea is to keep people employed. The other 25% can be used for non-payroll expenses. And they would actually have a deferment on payments for 6 months. It's a very hot topic right now. Many, many businesses were being flooded with calls for businesses that are qualified and looking for this program.
Got it. My guest is Richard Spangler, the Chief Lending Officer at Investors Bank. Have a few more questions. I hope it's okay. And Richard, again, I'm thanking you in advance for taking out of your hectic schedule, especially these days. Perhaps you could share some ideas how customers can bounce back when, please God, may it be soon, a vibrant economy returns.
I think the key to bouncing back is going to be how quick they can adapt to the new normal. I mean, there are going to be changes here. There are going to be things that aren't normal again. For companies that are out there today, they probably need to concentrate on lowering costs. The faster they can lower costs, I don't think revenues are going to bounce back immediately. Doors aren't going to open up, and I don't think there's going to be lines of people. There's going to be a lot of uncertainty. You know, people are going to trickle back out. They're talking about the recovery and opening of businesses may be staggered in some way. But I think shrinking their footprint a little bit, lowering costs is going to be huge, maintaining capital, being able to weather some type of an introductory period of time to make a comeback, you know, some kind of a slow reopening is probably what we're going to be looking at.
Now, Richard, of course, Investors Bank is one of the leading banks in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area. But perhaps from the economy standpoint, do you know, in particular, any differences between the New York, New Jersey area and the rest of the country?
We are predominantly a lender in the New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania region. So that's really where most of our borrowers are that we're seeing being impacted right now.
Got it. You know, but just before I let you go, nothing really could have prepared anyone for what we're going through. But perhaps you could share a meaningful tip, perhaps from a mentor of yours, from your life experience, something that you could share with any small business, any medium-sized business executive today.
You know, what I think we've learned over the last decade is to be prepared for the unexpected. You know, whether it's COVID now, whether it was Superstorm Sandy, you know, crisis planning, backup planning. You know, there's a lot of things we had to learn there, and hopefully we have, you know, how to diversify your supply chain, you know, looking at, you know, where you get your products and services from or where you sell them to, you know, concentration risk. In banking, you know, we're all about concentration risk. We don't want to make all the same loans to the same types of individuals. You know, when businesses now look back and realize if they lose one supplier or if they lose one person that they sell to, you know, it can't close down their business. So I think everyone's got to look at concentration. They've got to look at their backup facilities. Maybe they need to do a better job of that, because we've seen multiple instances over the last decade where business has been affected. And yes, we cannot predict this, but it seems like there's always something else.
Folks, that was Richard Spangler, Chief Lending Officer at Investors Bank. You're listening to a special presentation of Mind Your Business on 77 WABC presented by Investors Bank. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Dorian Hansen, Chief Marketing and Product Officer at Investors Bank. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Are you struggling to have your voice heard in a loud, busy, and overwhelming environment? It takes 6 seconds or less for consumers to form an impression of your brand. You cannot afford to get drowned out by the world. Having a clear corporate narrative will help your business stand out and go from surviving to thriving. Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, has been helping brands craft their corporate narrative for nearly 3 decades. BLMG put together a guide to help businesses speak with authority and take control of your corporate narrative. Visit BrandStory2020.com for your free Surviving to Thriving Executive Guide for Business Growth. That's BrandStory2020.com to get your free executive guide to helping your business scale. Again, that's BrandStory2020.com. If your business is ready to thrive, visit BrandStory2020.com. BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Get ready to tell your story.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining me here on this edition of Mind Your Business, presented by Investors Bank. As the world deals with the COVID-19 pandemic, executives at Investors Bank will be sharing worthwhile banking and business management recommendations. The first segment of the show featured the Chief Lending Officer, Richard Spangler, and now I have the honor of speaking with Dorian Hansen, Chief Marketing and Product Officer at Investors Bank. Dorian, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
No, thank you. I'm so glad to have the opportunity to be on your show.
Thank you. So perhaps we could talk about marketing in general. What are some of the important lessons that we could learn about marketing during times like these?
Well, it has been an extraordinary last few weeks. And I would say that what I have been very fortunate to have a team of people that are just terrific. And we are working, 12, 14-hour days, really just making wholesale changes to the way we are communicating with our customers and what we're talking about. To be authentic, to be empathetic and recognizing that people are, overwhelmed and they're afraid. And there's so much uncertainty, whether it be with their health, their family's health, financial uncertainty, job security. There's so many things in play right now that, my feeling and the feeling of our team is that the ability to communicate clearly and communicate often. And we're keeping our message simple, and we're just doing a lot of it.
You know, such important lessons about keeping it authentic and simple, which we would all agree is important any time that a person is a company is communicating, but certainly in times like these when there's a limited amount of headspace that people have when you're communicating a message.
And we want our communications to be helpful and be a resource for our customers and have them think of us as a place to go if they need help. I mean, we're a bank, right? And during these uncertain times, how do we provide guidance and direction to our customers who are concerned, who are scared? Yeah. So a lot of our information is, it's a resource provided. We've redone our website. We have a lot of links to other government websites. So we want to be the go-to place for our customer when they think about their finances and their banking.
So perhaps we could move. What are some of the key points that Investors Bank would like its customers and the community at large to know?
I think first and foremost is that we are here for them. We, we are keeping our branches open, but never putting our employees in any unnecessary risk. So we made changes. For example, some of our branches are only drive-through. Other branches that don't have the drive-through capability are by appointment only. We also are offering our customers appointments virtually, meaning they can go on the website and book an appointment, and we can FaceTime the customer. So that's something that we've never done in the past. So we've had to be a lot more creative around how we are ensuring that we are readily available to the customer. So the branches, yes, we've changed our hours. We've shortened them. We've changed how people can actually, you know, enter the branch or not. We have modified the call center hours. We've tightened up the hours at our NICE center. We put more people on staff to handle the call volume. You know, we had an extraordinary spike in calls. People want to know about, you know, what will happen if they can't make their mortgage payment. Can they make a payment late? What about account maintenance fees? And we have taken a very, very liberal approach. And we are not charging customers to use their, you know, ATM card at other banks. We're not charging customers maintenance fees on their accounts if their balances drop. We are not charging customers for overdraft fees if somehow, you know, their account goes, as I say, short pay, you know, that they don't have sufficient funds. So we are just constantly thinking about how we make it easier for our customer right now. Life is tough enough right now, and we want to be, you know, our bank is really in the best interest of our customers, and for them to be able to look back at this dark time in all our lives and to say, wow, you know, Investors was there for me. We have our bankers reaching out to our customers who are potentially at high risk or our elderly customers. We have employees that have gone food shopping for our customers and brought them food if they can't, so they don't have to leave their home.
You know, I'm just going to even point out that last week we had Dominic Kama on the program, and while the show was airing, an executive at Maimonides reached out to me. He says, yes, we have benefited from Investors Bank. They are great. They're awesome how they're coming through. And I just want to, you know, take the opportunity to point that out, because just like you mentioned, the executives are putting in 12 to 14 hour days in order to make life better in whichever way possible for the consumers of Investors Bank. And a, you know, special thank you to you and the team, because it's, you know, it, you know, how are people going to notice it unless it's pointed out? I mean,
right. I mean, in fact, we donated $100,000 to Stony Brook University Hospital. The work that they're doing out in Long Island is extraordinary. And in fact, they are in right on the hospital property. They're putting a field hospital with over 1,000 beds.
Mm. Wow.
So we donated to their COVID crisis fund in support of their efforts to, you know, to protect and help the community.
Mm. My guest is Dorian Hansen, Chief Marketing and Product Officer at Investors Bank. Moving to a rather delicate and complicated area, which is, of course, so unfortunate that we even have to have the discussion, is that, you know, there are thieves out there, online thieves, and of course the world of account takeovers, scams, phishing. It's a terrifying prospect, especially since today so much of the world has moved to online banking. Perhaps you could share some important tips how people could be, you know, have their guard up and be protected from any type of online scamming, phishing, any of those terrible threats to people's information online.
You're exactly right. You know, we are seeing a nice increase in people adopting, you know, online banking or mobile banking, if you will, and that's great, and it allows people to bank, you know, from the security and safety of their own home. But with that comes an opportunity for bad actors to take advantage of our customers who may not be used to online banking and may not have ever transacted with us that way. So we are constantly reminding our customers to never give out any personal information. We will never ask for a password. We won't ask for a user ID. But we've had situations where, you know, customers get duped or they get tricked, and they give information out, you know, and then there's the risk for an account takeover. So we are just constantly messaging, you know, when people call us, we remind them. We have signage in the branches that talk about that. We have it on our website. You know, we want people to bank with us remotely using their computer or their phone. but we want them to do it securely.
I'm moving along, Dorian, from your life experience, perhaps you could share your top productivity tips for the workforce out there, which are primarily working from home at this point.
Oh, boy. That's been a tough one because I am also working remotely. And how do I make sure that I stay productive and stay focused while I'm actually working from my home? And for me, my top productivity tip is I have set up my own home office. I don't generally work from home. So I made sure I have a quiet place. I have all my things that I need to be effective and be productive at work. But I also make sure every hour or so I get up out of my chair, I walk around, I stretch my legs, because as I said earlier, we are working, 12, 14 hour days. And if I don't think about it, then I could literally be sitting in a chair and not moving for 14 hours, which would not be healthy, both physically or mentally.
Dorian, before I let you go, nothing really could have prepared anyone for what we're experiencing today, but perhaps you could share, either from your life experience or a mentor of yours, some type of tip that would be meaningful to anyone that's out there, and especially executives in the business world today.
Wow. Well, I always say that the only constant in life is change. And we are all going through an extraordinary amount of change in a very, very short period of time. And I wake up every day and I stay positive and I am grateful that my family is safe. I work with extraordinarily bright, passionate people. And although I can't be with them physically because we're all separated, I still feel very, very close to the people I care about. So for me, it's staying connected. It's staying connected to the people that I admire, that I respect, but also recognizing that this too shall pass.
You know, Dorian, if I could just add one last point, what's so special is obviously there's such a warm environment that permeates throughout the executive staff and the staff in general at Investors, because that's not something that someone could just invent, that type of relationship and move over to in a vacuum. There obviously has to have those roots, those deep roots ingrained from months and years prior.
I am so fortunate to work for Kevin Cummings and Dominic Cama. I've been in business for many, many years, and I have to say this is the best place I've ever worked in my entire career, and I adore both of them. I believe in their vision. I respect their values, and together we're going to get through this.
Folks, that was Dorian Hinson, Chief Marketing and Product Officer at Investors Bank. When we come back, we're going to hear from Anna Alavera, Retail Marketing Executive for the New York Region at Investors. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
Are you struggling to have your voice heard in a loud, busy, and overwhelming environment? It takes 6 seconds or less for consumers to form an impression of your brand. You cannot afford to get drowned out by the world. Having a clear corporate narrative will help your business stand out and go from surviving to thriving. Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, has been helping brands craft their corporate narrative for nearly 3 decades. BLMG put together a guide to help businesses speak with authority and take control of your corporate narrative. Visit BrandStory2020.com for your free Surviving to Thriving Executive Guide for Business Growth. That's BrandStory2020.com to get your free executive guide to helping your business scale. Again, that's BrandStory2020.com. If your business is ready to thrive, visit BrandStory2020.com. BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Get ready to tell your story.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and this is my latest book, Be Amazing or Go Home. Now, it says 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone, not just your customers, but the people you work with and even the people at home who you love, who you hang out with, your family members, your best friends. These are habits about building relationships and creating confidence. And while it says 7, there's actually 35 habits broken into 7 categories. Really good habits like amazing people show up ready to amaze, which means you don't just show up on time, you show up maybe even a little bit ahead, prepared, totally head in the game. That really recognizing that great service when you take care of other people is not an accident, it's a habit that you've practiced over and over again. So I want you to think about it. This is the book, Be Amazing or Go Home.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Tonight's edition brought to you by Investors Bank. As the world deals with the COVID-19 pandemic, executives at Investors Bank are sharing worthwhile banking and business management recommendations. Earlier in the show, we heard from Richard Spengler, the chief lending officer. Then the next segment after that was we heard from Dorian Hansen, the chief marketing and product officer. And now we have the honor of speaking with Anna Alavera, retail marketing executive for the New York region at Investors Bank. Anna, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And for you and all the listeners, I'd like to take an opportunity and just wish everyone a happy, safe, and kosher Passover. And if there's any listeners that are celebrating the Holy Week, also wishing you a happy Easter holiday.
Yes,
so thank you so much for allowing us to join you today.
Of course, of course. And isn't it frustrating we're not able to do it? We're practicing social distancing, but you know, it would be so much easier and so much more meaningful if, and please God, it should return soon, where we could even be doing this across the table from each other.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting time, but, you know, the fact that we can still communicate and be able to get information out in the form that we are, I welcome the day that we can once again meet.
Absolutely. So, Anna, what are some strategies that businesses need to follow to survive these, you know, so difficult economic times, and, you know, and to be prepared when the recovery process, you know, returns, you know, may it come very, very soon.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I know it's easier said than done, but I think everyone should try to stay as calm as possible. You know, staying calm and being rational, you know, pausing to collect thoughts, you know, allows you to think logically and consider all your options. You know, we need to take stock of obstacles in your company that it's currently facing, determining what really needs to be done right now. You know, small companies are resilient. They know how to figure it out and they're nimble enough to pivot quickly. So, you know, businesses might have to, you know, have the capability to shift gears, reinvent their company, offer new products and services. So there's a lot. There's a lot that's going to go, but you have to stay calm during this time. So I think that's very, very big key. And then if you need capital, you know, financing, you know, now's the time to research, apply. There's a lot of emergency loan opportunities through the federal, state, and city programs. You know, there's grants, low interest loans to small businesses. It's all available there. You know, Investors Bank is an approved SBA lender, and it's our intention to support as many of our borrowers and customers as possible through this time.
Now, Anne, I don't know how you juggle all this, but you're also the chair at the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce. Now, how is the organization assisting local chamber members during the COVID-19 pandemic, which, of course, has affected nearly every single business out there?
Yeah, sure. You know, I'm fortunate. I'm a fortunate woman for being part of two great organizations. One, Investors Bank, but also as serving as the chair of the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce. You know, the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce, led by our president and CEO Randy Pierce and the team, have been the boots on the ground, and they're running. And you know, during this time, has been quite a challenge because we're an organization that is literally out on the street meeting with businesses, being at their locations, and you know, and so it's quite a challenge. And one of the things that we want to make sure is that all Brooklyn businesses continue to have the ability to communicate with the chamber. And so we've launched a couple of different interfaces to give information to our business community, whether large or small businesses, through two different interfaces. We have our Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce website, www.brooklynchamber.com. We're pushing information regularly there to help businesses through the COVID-19 crisis. You know, fortunately, at the end of the year, on fourth quarter of 2019, we were able to launch our Brooklyn app, which is literally Brooklyn APP, which was meant to be a B2B app that is just serving so many other purposes right now. We've created a small business hotline on the app for timely information as updates are being given on the different types of loan and assistance that a business could look into or apply for. We are pushing that through the app. Another thing that this Brooklyn app has allowed us to do is it has allowed us to provide small town hall meetings via Zoom, via our chat rooms. We are providing webinars. So I think we're trying to be supportive. We're trying to assist our Brooklyn business community. It is very important. We are trying to help every member that requests, you know, with their applications for the PPP loans. We are just being that ear and listening and really even helping them develop plans for when they reopen, which is going to be very important. We talked about earlier how, you know, businesses might have to reinvent themselves. And so this is one way where I'm very proud of the team that we have at the Chamber that are able to work remotely, be available, be visible, just in a different way, but at the same time caring about our business community. So,
so
we're
special.
Here for them at the Chamber.
So special. My guest is Anna Alavera, Retail Marketing Executive at Investors Bank. Anna, I mean, you certainly would be great to talk about this because you're always a breath of fresh air. I'm saying it straight. You know, you're known for that, and your upbeat personality is so effusive, and it comes out in everyone who you deal with. Perhaps you could share, you know, some tips on maintaining morale in a corporate. I don't want to say a corporate setting because corporate setting is almost non-existent. People are working remotely these days. How can a company? What are your suggestions? How a company can maintain a great corporate culture even in today's environment?
Thank you for those kind words.
It's,
you
know, true.
The one thing that has always been important to me, even prior to this COVID environment we're in, but especially during the COVID environment that we're in, you know, the morale. You know, when your team is happy, when your team is motivated, you know, it's very important. And so even though everything that our employees and we're hearing, whether it's on TV and whether it's on the radio, you know, it's very scary stuff. And so you have to see what we can do to really encourage them and continue encouraging them. We have to have a steady flow of positive messages. You know, many of us at Investors Bank are keeping busy with so many projects or making plans for when the recovery begins. We want to make sure when we're reaching out to team members that we're communicating with each other, that we're reaching out, connecting with each other. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're in Long Island, whether you're in Staten Island, whether you're in South Jersey, you know, just checking in with each other and seeing if there's anything that we can do for each other really goes a long way because it shows that, you know, we care, and we are a company that cares. You know, we have our branches, our branch employees that are coming in every day. They're considered essential, right? Mm-hmm. And as considered essential, they are also thinking about their families when they're leaving their house and when they're coming back and, you know, what kind of risk they might be putting themselves or their family in. And so we're grateful for our employees. You know, they come in, they do their assignments. We appreciate every effort and the sacrifice that they're doing across the bank, not just in New York, but also in New Jersey. You know, they're serving our communities. Not only are they coming in and assisting clients that need their financial advice, you know, we have team members that are going out and, you know, helping our most vulnerable client base. You know, we have team members picking up groceries for senior citizens that cannot leave the house. We have employees that are going out to local hospitals and, you know, providing lunches as a thank you to the first line responders. We have something as simple as a teller from a branch walking on their way to work, picking up a newspaper for someone that can't leave their house and leaving it on their doorstep. You know, things like this and these stories that we're sharing, you know, really help build the morale. And, you know, just making sure that our employees understand and feel that we care is very important. So it's very important, the morale in our offices and throughout the organization.
You know, it's so special to hear that. And something that came up in the previous segment with Dorian is that this can't just be invented on the spur of the moment. There obviously is an atmosphere that permeates the entire staff and executive team at Investors Bank in order to follow through and with this type of relationship and under these extraordinary circumstances.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate that I work with a group of individuals, not only on my team, but across the bank, that we don't have to ask or tell them to go do something for someone else. You know, they're always coming up with ideas, and I get them on a daily basis, whether it's via phone call, text, emails, and it makes me proud. It makes me proud that I have a group of caring individuals that really care about each other and the communities that we're serving.
Anna, we must talk about something that is a very big moment. It must be a big moment for Investors Bank, and that my understanding is you just recently completed the acquisition of Gold Coast Bank. And how is this moving? First of all, of course, Mazel Tov. And how is this, you know, all taking place?
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a very exciting moment. You know, an acquisition of a bank, and you know. It's really strengthening the backbone of Investors Bank, and even, you know, an acquisition taking on, you know, branches, clients. Yep. How is this all happening during this very difficult time period?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and thank you for the Mazel Tov. You know, it's literally off the press. We literally just finished converting the Gold Coast Bank into Investors Bank this weekend. Right. And, you know, it takes an army, you know, an acquisition and a conversion involving a lot of people. But considering, you know, following social distancing and leaning guidelines, we were kind of over the last couple of weeks trying to change our plans. And I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out of thanks and appreciation to all the teams around Investors Bank that really helped it make a smooth transition. We did pretty much everything virtually. We worked through the weekend. And we did it all. It wasn't easy, but it went well. So we're very excited. Of course, you know, Investors welcomes all the new clients from former Gold Coast, and they can, you know, they can count on us to provide exceptional service. The most exciting thing is that it doubles our size of branch banking network in Nassau and Suffolk counties. You know, all the Gold Coast branches that were part of this acquisition, they're remaining open. And, you know, we're hoping that our newest clients, they feel that we're a great match. We add value. We can just, they had a great institution before, and we're just going to build on that. And so we're very excited. And many of the new customers are already started using the best-in-class mobile and online banking platform that we offer. I've been on the phone with clients all day, and they've been very happy, and they're been saying nothing but praises. So we're very excited. So thank you so much for bringing that up. It's been a busy time. It was a different type of conversion, but you know, I got some great team members across the bank that when push comes to shove, we make things happen. So very fortunate.
Amazing. Anna Oliveira, retail marketing executive at Investors Bank. But Anna, before I let you go, perhaps you could just share a final tip from your life experience, something that kind of every business owner, executive can hold on to, say, you know, that was a great tip from Anna that I can apply in my business, even under these circumstances.
Sure. You know what? A tip. You know, I really be remiss if I didn't use a personal tip from, or what I say, a quote, a saying from our president and chief operating officer, Dominic Cama. You know, you can always hear him saying across the bank, whether he's in a meeting or visiting with the team, two words, two simple words, and that's be nice. You know, you can really read it and interpret it many things. You know, be nice to your neighbors, be nice to your coworkers, be nice to your supervisors, be nice to your customers. You know, just be responsive, lend that hearing, you know, to hear their story, you know, offer resolutions, you know, be that advisor that they need. But above all, be nice. You know, when you're nice, people are receptive and people understand that you care. And so I would love to leave with that. Those two words that really mean a lot to myself and to this organization of Investors Bank, which is be nice.
So special. You heard from Anna Alavera, retail marketing executive at Investors Bank. Earlier in the program, we had the pleasure and honor of speaking with Richard Spangler, chief lending officer. Then we heard from Dorian Hansen, the chief marketing and product officer at Investors Bank. And coming up after the break, we're going to be speaking with Michael McIntyre, head of business and government banking. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. This special edition of Mind Your Business is presented by Investors Bank. As the world deals with the COVID-19 pandemic, executives at Investors Bank are sharing worthwhile banking and business management recommendations. Unfortunately, every business out there, everyone, has been deeply affected by the life-changing realities caused by this terrible pandemic. May it pass quickly. and many businesses will benefit from the practical financial information about moving forward, although in a drastically different way. We've heard from Richard Spangler, the Chief Lending Officer at Investors Bank. Then we heard from Dorian Hansen, the Chief Marketing and Product Officer. Then in the last segment, we heard from Anna Alavera, Retail Marketing Executive for the New York region. And now we're going to have the privilege of hearing from Michael McIntyre, Head of Business Banking at Investors Bank. Michael, I'm going to jump right in. What are some options that small business customers may pursue if they're unable to make a business loan or a line of credit payment?
Yes, great to be with you again. You know, I think we talked about this last week, and you'll hear about it over and over. It's all about communication. As Dominic said last week, you know, if you know that your business has been impacted and it has had an impact in your ability to pay your loan back, please don't keep that to yourself. The banks have programs, and we're willing to work with all of our customers on a case-by-case basis to make sure that we take into account their unique situation. We've made it very clear as an organization that we will look to work with our consumer and commercial customers on a case-by-case basis to make sure that we get them through this COVID crisis. If a customer has not yet applied for a special relief program and they feel that they've been impacted, it's really important that they do so. At our organization, we've given the customer an opportunity to do that through our online website, through our contact center, and also through the daily interactions with our business bankers that are available to support them via phone, text, or email, you know, throughout the business day.
Now, Michael, when small businesses reopen, please God, may this pass very quickly, and they're going to come back to full operation, perhaps you could share what lessons can be learned from this terrible experience.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, the learning that I continue to observe the last 3 or 4 weeks is how much technology has taken over how we're interacting with each other. I mean, you and I are doing this video now over the phone, where in the past you've done this in person.
Right.
I'm seeing more and more of our customers using mobile first as that primary channel to engage with us. I'm seeing much more meaningful electronic communication between my business bankers and our customers and our prospects and our community partners that we work with. There's much more of a digital social environment that's occurring. Getting our name out there has been helpful in terms of building out the response team that we put in place. But I can tell you that when this is past, I think the learning will be that the days of doing business, you know, in front of each other or in a true brick and mortar environment will not be as a primary source of doing transactions going forward. We're closing transactions now with remote signatures, with remote account openings, with FaceTime, with WhatsApp, to take advantage of the technologies, despite the fact that we can't be out in the market. And so I think, you know, a lot of customers over the last 3 weeks and then in the weeks and months ahead, we'll continue to become more conditioned to expect to do nearly all of their banking transactions and all of their new business transactions in a remote and digital way.
We're speaking with Michael McIntyre, Head of Business and Government Banking at Investors Bank. Michael, before I let you go, perhaps you could share a personal tip, perhaps from a mentor or from your life experience, that an executive can apply to today's business environment.
I know it's going to sound silly and simple, but just being flexible. I've accepted that there is no normalcy in my day anymore. The customer needs are changing hour by hour, minute by minute, and the needs of my bankers are changing hour by hour, minute by minute. Either they need more tools or they need better ways to support their customers. We are finding many of our customers that have unique needs that really didn't anticipate a month or 2 months ago. They were having to address and put in front of them meaningful solutions that really weren't there 2 weeks ago. And so I continue to remind my teams, be flexible, be accommodating wherever you can, and be dependable. It's in these moments right now where there's tremendous stress, where being dependable with your customers, with your colleagues, with your partners, and being transparent and sharing what you can and can't get achieved or get done in the moment of need is really key. We're making sure that we are going above and beyond in terms of customer and prospect outreach to better understand where our customers' needs are and to make sure that we address those needs in an efficient way as possible.
This wraps up an amazing edition of Mind Your Business presented by Investors Bank. We heard from Richard Spangler, Chief Lending Officer, Dorian Hansen, Chief Marketing and Product Officer at Investors Bank, Ann Alavera, Retail Marketing Executive, and just now, Michael McIntyre, Head of Business and Government Banking. The entire episode will be up. It will be up also with the independent guests. So like this, everyone can hear from their perspective that they shared on these airwaves. And tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Are you struggling to have your voice heard in a loud, busy, and overwhelming environment? It takes 6 seconds or less for consumers to form an impression of your brand. You cannot afford to get drowned out by the world. Having a clear corporate narrative will help your business stand out and go from surviving to thriving. Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, has been helping brands craft their corporate narrative for nearly three decades. BLMG put together a guide to help businesses speak with authority and take control of your corporate narrative. Visit BrandStory2020.com for your free Surviving to Thriving Executive Guide for Business Growth. That's BrandStory2020.com to get your free executive guide to helping your business scale. Again, that's BrandStory2020.com. If your business is ready to thrive, visit BrandStory2020.com. BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Get ready to tell your story.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.